One of council's toughest decisions this term ended on the side of vocal residents. A change to a zoning bylaw that would allow the possibility of an emergency weather shelter for Sydney's unhoused at Wakefield Manor, a senior's residence, was ultimately defeated 4-3. 27 people expressed concerns during a public hearing on September 8 about the shelter being at the manor. The manor has been operated by Beacon Community Services, BCS, for many years, and its residents come through BC Housing. The emergency weather shelter would operate for an estimated 10 days a year. At the council meeting, Tricia Earle, CEO of BCS, defended the proposal, outlined safeguards and spoke to BCS's track record. "We've done this for a long time. We're very good at it, and we haven't had, I can't think of any, complaints since I've come on board in the last 4 years. The area at the manor that was under consideration is a community space at the back of the building. It has its own entrance, is fully locked off from the rest of the building, and could provide space for up to 20 mats. Earle noted it would be a drug-free zone with trained staff. Residents were concerned about loitering, lineups and shopping carts, but Earle noted that BCS would arrange a pickup location away from Wakefield and transport people to the manor. The search for a shelter was in response to Victoria bearing the brunt of extreme weather sheltering for unhoused across Greater Victoria. While all council members agreed that the staff and fire chief had exhausted possible options for the proposed shelter and that the manor was the best and only option at the time, councillors Richard Novick, Chad Rintoul, Scott Garnett, and Mayor Cliff McNeil-Smith voted against. "This is easily the most difficult item that I've had to vote on since I've come to this role," said Novick. He noted the biggest turnout at a public hearing he has seen, and that roughly 400 signatures opposing the shelter were submitted to council. "I feel I have to listen to people. My job as a councillor is not simply to do what I think is best, but to represent the community." Terry O'Keefe, who voted in favor, said it should not come as a surprise that they were deluged with hundreds of people saying no. "It's those who have housing and have resources that are in a position to rally resources and to come out and speak. For me, leadership is not about just doing what the majority wants, but to look at, listen to the voices that are not being heard and the risk to those individuals from us not acting." Staff and council have repeatedly addressed why other locations were not suitable. The Shoal Center, also operated by BCS, is a frequently used space, has too many points of access and has 90-plus residents living there. Mary Winspear Center is unable to cancel pre-booked events, and churches did not meet building and fire codes, in addition to operational challenges, explained Sao Liam Edwards. O'Keefe said she was confident that staff had done their due diligence and that this was the best option. "I'm satisfied that if there was another option, they would have brought that forward. And so I'm concerned that if we don't approve this, it's not going to happen for this winter, and there will be people who are going to suffer drastically from this." Residents who spoke out against the shelter's location emphasized frustration over how public consultation was handled and safety fears. Notices about the zoning and OCP changes were mailed August 7 and arrived just days before the August 18 council meeting. An earlier notice, posted July 8 at Wakefield Manor, was noted to cause confusion among residents. "This is a housing facility of some of our most vulnerable citizens, and yet the community most affected had been left out of the conversation," said Diane Waller, speaking for Wakefield residents. "The seniors of Wakefield do not oppose an emergency warming shelter, just not in their home." Some councillors agreed that the process was inadequate, while others did not. "Council did not approve changes that were necessary to our zoning bylaw to establish this shelter, largely because it was felt adequate consultation was not done with the Wakefield residents, the neighboring residents and the community at large," Mayor McNeil-Smith said in a statement. "I think there were opportunities to do more engagement within the time frame that we had," he said. "Unfortunately, we didn't appreciate at the time what the potential reaction was going to be from the community at large over their concerns." The mayor added that he was greatly disappointed with the outcome and called on the province to do more to address the root causes of homelessness. O'Keefe added she was unsure how council and staff could have improved the public consultation process, or if it would have resulted in a different outcome. "I don't think that there would be any different outcome than what we heard tonight."